This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 27, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. China continues to prove a lucrative market for Airbus. On Monday, the European plane maker announced it signed contracts with the Chinese government for 160 airliners, valued at roughly $15 billion at list prices. Media reports indicate the deal includes 110 A320 family narrowbody airliners and 50 A330 widebodies. The deal was signed in Beijing during the first state visit by French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Reuters reports the deal was salvaged at the last minute after a series of high-level political talks. China was set to purchase just 30 aircraft. French officials say Sarkozy was out to top his predecessor, Jacques Chirac, who was able to secure a 150-plane order for Airbus from China. Now, Sarkozy may be coming home to France with the largest ever airliner order from China. As ANN reported, Airbus is building an A320 manufacturing plant in China to meet an expected swell in orders from the region. The new plant is located in Tianjin, and the Associated Press reports it's expected to be in operation in 2009, producing 300 planes per year by 2016. A report in the French press suggests the U.S. dollar has now fallen so low against the euro that Eads may be rethinking its Power 8 restructuring plan. The strategy for turning the company around included job cuts, but also partnering or selling off 7 factories. Because most aircraft sales are denominated in dollars, and Airbus incurs costs paid in euros, the recent fall of the dollar against the euro has been an albatross for Airbus and a boon to Boeing. But now, the euro is worth $1.50 U.S., and even prospective partners or buyers for the Airbus plants are having trouble making a deal pencil out. The French press agency is reporting Eads may simply split the factories off into a separate company. Eads CEO Louis Gallois recently announced that Eads will seek to partner with or acquire U.S. firms to shift some of its production into locations where costs are paid in dollars and make cuts in development programs to stem what are predicted to be continued massive losses from shifting currency exchange rates. The Federal Aviation Administration is responding to communities in southern Connecticut which are suing to stop the FAA's reorganization of the airspace over New York and Philadelphia. The Stamford Advocate reports that FAA official Nancy Kalinowski wrote to Connecticut State Senators Bob Duff and Andrew McDonald to say that the FAA has followed the public process as outlined by the National Environmental Policy Act. Quote, "The public was given 3 separate opportunities to comment during the NEPA process. The FAA held over 120 public and information meetings as part of this process, distributed newsletters, and created a website to educate, inform, and receive feedback from concerned citizens and organizations," unquote. Miami International Airport has introduced an interesting wrinkle into holiday air travel. The airport's Concourse A has been closed for construction. The airport's North Terminal Development Program has been stalled for 10 years, and several of the airlines serving MIA think the $2.7 billion expansion program is so urgent, they've agreed to be moved temporarily to the airport's central and south terminals. The impact of the closing will be mitigated by MIA's new south terminal, which opened on September 24th. That 1.7 million square foot expansion includes 61 new restaurants and stores, a new customs area, and gates large enough to handle the Airbus A380. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Iran's Air Force loses 2 pilots in the crash of a 60s vintage F-4. The feds investigate the case of an SR-22 that rolled inverted on final. And FAA extends the comment period for ADS-B. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we get an update on how airline travelers fared over the holiday weekend from Kate Hanai of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.